So I'm inviting everybody to close your eyes and breathe. And breathe. Get comfortable and breathe. And allow yourself to feel your breath and feel your body. Allow yourself to feel Mother Earth beneath you, holding you, and feel Mother, Father, Cosmos above you. And just call golden light to yourself now and your highest level protector beings to be all around you. You're going to feel your belly. Women, feel your wombs. You're going to connect with the Nada Bindu point, an inch and a half below your navel, the floating point that connects you with the center point of the holy womb chakra of Mother Divine. You're just going to see that now sprouting into a seed and growing into a sphere and elongating down your central channel and up your central channel to your crown and down your central channel. You're asking Mother Earth to receive your grounding, and you're seeing that column of light going all the way from your abdomen through your chair, the floor of the building, all the way through the layers of the earth to the core. You're going to see the roots of your trunk grasp the central core of Mother Earth, the molten iron crystal that's humongous. And just feel that energy of Mother Earth surging all the way up that grounding trunk, all the way up until it enters your root, and let it flow up the central channel of your chakras, illuminating them, clearing them, cleansing them. Let that light flow out your crown into your auric field, bringing a gold into your auric field, 3 feet out in every direction. Seeing a grandmother tree in your room, a nice thick old trunk tree, asking Mother Earth to receive the grounding of the room, and see the tree trunk extending like a rubber band all the way through the earth to the core, and see it, its roots grasping the core, and the energy of Mother Earth surging all the way up the grounding trunk into your room, bringing your room to the vibration of gold light. Returning to your Nada Bindu point, an inch and a half below, you're going to send that column of light all the way up your chakras, now out your crown, now out your ceiling, now into the sky, now outside the atmosphere, into the solar system, through the sun, out through the other end of the solar system, into the cosmos, through your soul star, the star of your higher self, further on through the cosmos, all the way up to the central sun, which connects you with Mother, Father, Divine. And just feel the energy of crystal and diamond white light coming from that domain, their consciousness, down through that column all the way down until it enters your crown, and each chakra flowing down your central channel, down below your feet and into your auric field, the crystal and diamond light and the gold light mixing. And just continue to breathe and have your attention now in your third eye. And you're going to now see that you are beginning to walk through the meadow, where you see the fairy ring up ahead, a fairy ring of trees, and you see that standing between two of them is your fairy ally now, whose name you probably know. And just greet that being and embrace and hug. And let that being lead you by your hand through the portal between the two trees into the fairy ring, where you're now in the other dimension. And it's a large fairy ring, a large circle. And within it, each of you is going to draw a circle that intersects, creating the almond, the vesica piscis, the Venn diagram, so to speak. So draw your circle now on the ground And then see your fairy friend drawing its circle. It intersects and there's that common area. And you go into that in-between of worlds. Stepping into that almond, there's plenty of room. And what you're going to do now is you're going to feel the energy coming up from Mother Earth of your dragon ally. And you can invite that dragon ally either to sit near you, wind around you, present itself for you to sit on and ride, or you can feel it coming all the way up, this being that is of the love and of the light, all the way up through your feet, through your grounding trunk, and all the way up your body through your head and out your limbs. And just feel that merging of this being of love and light, strength and protection, activating all of your dragon DNA. Allowing you to become that protector being. And knowing that you can call on the right thing at the right time. Sometimes it might be to have the dragon encircle you, sit by you, allow yourself to ride it or come into you. You have many choices with this being. Now ask this being what its name is. And ask this being what message it has for you. And ask it if it is asking anything of you. And receive a gift from this dragon that is a way you can call it up quickly. Perhaps it's recommending that you wear a necklace with a crystal dangling or something. And now offer a gift to this dragon. Good. And now allow this dragon to come beside you and be a witness. And say hello once again to your fairy friend who's been a witness to all of this. And you're now going to receive your fairy wings. These are the wings that allow you to travel between the dimensions ever more agilely and subtly. See your fairy friend facilitating the appearance or growth or development of these wings on your back or wherever you feel they are best. This will allow you to traverse the realms with greater alacrity. And now that you have your dragon ally, you can do that with a greater sense of confidence and safety as well. Just see and sense, what do your wings look like? And now see that your fairy friend is being given some kind of transformation to allow it to come into your reality and our world with greater and greater ease. And now feel that you and your fairy ally are taking each other's hands and you're looking into each other's eyes. And your highest level guides and helpful ancestors are gathering behind you, and his are gathering, or hers are gathering, or its are gathering behind your ally. And you're going to merge now with your fairy friend. In doing so, you're merging the worlds. Begin to embrace one another, having your hearts meet. And your cheeks may meet or your lips may meet, whatever feels best. And bring your fairy friend into your body and feel your fairy friend bringing you into its body. And feel that the worlds are merging as we do this. You're contributing to the bridging of the worlds. You are a bridge between the worlds now. And the fairy king and queen come, and she has a scepter with a ball of light on the end of it. And she taps you on one shoulder and then the other, indicating that the alchemical process has happened now. And as we're doing so, we are seeing that a veil that previously separated the worlds is going up now like a diaphanous piece of fabric into the central sun to be dissolved. So that this bridging and this seeing between the worlds can happen in the best way, the highest good way for everyone involved in both domains. And now feel you and your fairy friend separate once again. for it is only illusion. The imprint has been made. Feel the celebration of all of the ancestors and the groups on both sides. Ah, yes, the union, the unification, the bridging of the worlds. We have waited for so long, and more of you are doing this. And each time it happens, more can awaken to the fairy bells. Human people and fairies on both sides are awakening to one another now more and more. With the intention of healing, creating love, forgiveness, beauty, truth, understanding, light, creativity, compassion, mystery, magic, the healing of our bodies, our souls, our planet, our mutual planet. And I'm inviting you now to look your fairy friend in the eye and hold its hands and say thank you and feel its thank you to you. And you can come onto the back of your dragon. And the two of you now are coming out of the common area, the vesica piscis. And your fairy friend is leading you back to the portal between the trees. You say goodbye once again. You step through the portal with your dragon under you. And you look back and there's your fairy friend in the other dimension, and you travel with your dragon back to this place where you are sitting. And you feel your dragon sitting near you or circled around you. All this or better for the greatest good of all. Blessed be. Slowly take a deep breath in. Exhale. Begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Open your eyes gently, mindfully take your notebook and write down whatever you would like from that journey. And we'll give you a few minutes on that. And if you don't have anything to write with, just allow it to feel encoded in your DNA, everything that happened that you need to know.